You're listening to the Chiro Basics Podcast, the show dedicated to chiropractic practice success. Here's your host, Nick Fisher.
All right. Hey, chiropractors, welcome back to another episode. I am super excited for this one. We've got Dr. Barbara Eaton here from the 56-day Chiro Bootcamp to double your business. So she's got some really great information to share today. Dr. Barbara, welcome.
Hey, thank you so much, Nick, and hello to all of you.
Great. Well, thanks for joining. I appreciate your time. I think to really kick things off, I'd love to just, give you the chance to introduce yourself, kind of tell us your story, like what got you into the chiropractic space, what kind of led to the 56-day Chiro Bootcamp. Give us your backstory.
Sure. So becoming a chiropractor, I wish I could say I had one of those like Moses mountaintop experiences. I didn't. I was raised in a home where my parents took us to the chiropractor. It's really kind of what I knew healthcare to be. I had an uncle and a couple cousins who were chiropractors. So my dad always wanted to be a chiropractor, but my parents got married just before my dad turned 21 and then had a baby a year later, worked on our family farm, and that was never in the cards for him. But he kind of fancied himself as a chiropractor, definitely, in his approach to well-being. My grandpa too, I remember my grandpa, if he thought something was healthy, then doing 10 times that amount would be way better. Like I remember as a kid, he turned orange because he had heard that eating raw carrots would make you healthy. So if eating a few would make you healthy, then eating way more or like the inside of their microwave, which is so funny, like you would never really use a microwave for healthy stuff, right? But it was so much faster for him to heat up his oatmeal with wheat germ and cod liver oil and all this stuff. And it would just be everywhere in the microwave. So I come by natural healthcare quite naturally. And when I was in high school, I kind of thought about becoming a chiropractor. And then when I got to college, I saw a lot of injustice towards women from sexual crimes. And so I decided I wanted to work in the DA's office, specifically to prosecute sexual crimes. And so I took a pre-law route through undergraduate. And then after working in that environment, I recognized at that time, I didn't have the emotional intelligence to not take work home with me, and decided that there had to be another way I could help humanity. And so my dad and I just had a really frank conversation. And 2 weeks later, I was enrolled in Tri-Zero at Logan, which was, if you didn't have all your sciences, then you did this really accelerated program to get like your physiologies and your anatomies and your physics and all that kind of stuff. So I did that. And then I ended up graduating from Logan in 97. And I graduated a little different. Like it's pretty common nowadays, maybe not so common back then, but I graduated and had a toddler. So I had my first child halfway through chiropractic college and got pregnant with my second shortly thereafter. And then I graduated, and their dad, who was also studying, he graduated after I did. And then I gave birth to our daughter. We moved to Michigan, which is my hometown and our home state and yours as well. And a year later, it was time. Like I love being a mom. It's the most rewarding thing I'll ever do in my entire life. Okay. And being a grandma too. I love that. And I decided it was time to open a practice. And I got to tell you, like, I knew in my heart I'd be a great chiropractor. I knew I had a great education. I pretty much had anything in my life been successful at, but I didn't know how to do business. I was raised by a really strong businessman, and he taught me certain principles, but not how to put systems into place in a chiropractic practice. And so I hired my coach 5 months before I ever opened my practice. I didn't even have an address. So those of you who joined the boot camp while you're a student, or even like way early, like congratulations to you. You've done a great job already and putting yourself on the map for success and well-being. And in those 5 months, he and I got my systems in place, and we role played and we practiced, and I wanted to be ready for opening day. And I was. on opening day, we had over 100 people through our practice, from the community to new practice members to friends and family. And it was a beautiful time of bringing people together. And that was really my mission the whole time I was in practice, is bringing the community together under the umbrella of well-being and family. And I applied what he taught me and opened my practice in December of 1998. For those of you who live in cold climates, you'll know December is maybe not the best time to open a practice, especially when it's Christmas time. It was a town of 5,000 people, very blue collar, and it was in the insurance height. And I had decided I wanted to be a cash practice. I wanted the relationship between my practice members and I to just be myself and them, and not to have this like weird triad, like the other woman. And so I opened cash when insurance was really the way to go. I consistently applied what I was learning and what I had been taught. And I went from 0 to 180 office visits a week in 89 days. And that was a huge rush. It was super fun. And my coach then, 6 months after opening, said, "Hey, do you want to teach other chiropractors as a coach?" And I was like, "Sure, I'm in." Like, I know that the more you teach something, the more it gets ingrained. And I wanted to help other doctors. Like, I felt like I had kind of figured out a few things, especially as a new doctor. And I wanted to share that with others so that they could have a kickoff that would be similar, or at least wise had that opportunity. And so my first teleclass I ever taught was called 0 to 180 in 90 days or less. Had this like hot race car on it as like part of the ad. And it was based on four pillars that I still teach today: endless referrals, raving fans, which means that having testimonial systems in place that actually work and that you use, getting paid your worth, so financial systems so that you can operate your practice at a huge profitability. As I was sharing with Nick before we went live, one of the things that we really commit to in the boot camp is to having an overhead that's 40% or less. And doesn't mean everyone who comes in starts there, but that's like the lens that we look through of how can we keep more money. One of the focuses over this past year that we've focused on is how to get other people to pay for your overhead. By, you know, most chiropractors, I mean, we all have 168 hours a week. Most early in their practice is about 25. So that leads 143 additional hours that other people can use your office and therefore help pay for your overhead. So you're keeping more. And then they're bringing people into your office on their own dime. Nick, as a marketer, you can appreciate that, that then get them exposed to your practice. I continued to grow my practice, had associates. I always ran a really lean team, in adjusting over 400 people a week. I had an office manager, a part-time CA, and I had a part-time person that helped me with billing and whatnot. And just did really well and continued to coach other chiropractors. Eventually moved to Alaska in 2010. And in 2017, I decided I wanted to bring badass chiropractors together under one umbrella who truly believed that I can have it all. I can have my cake and eat it too, that I can be an incredible mother and successful in business, or an incredible father and successful in business, that I don't have to pick and choose my way through life. And so I developed the 56-day chiropractic bootcamp to double your business. And it got the name 56 because 8 topics and 7 lessons per topic. Now, 5 years later, we have over 750 lessons, not only that were created by me, but I also tapped other experts that I know inside and outside our profession to give their best 7 lessons in their lane. And boot campers get access to that as well. They don't have to pay anything extra. So it's a one price, and you get all of that training. Plus, we meet together every single week on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern so that you can ask questions. You can be a part of a community. I remember our pastor talking years ago about, you know, if you look at your life and if you see yourself like a cinder block, I can go up and like kick over a cinder block pretty easily, but put some concrete on that. Actually, my husband would probably be disappointed that I said concrete. I think it's probably something else that keeps them together. But and it created a wall. Like, go ahead, run into that. And now you got something, right? And so that's the same thing in community, is that we don't get picked off as easily when we're in community by economic downturns, by pandemics, by our own thinking, that we have this support network that is there cheering us on. Like, we all love applause, approval, acceptance, appreciation, acknowledgement. And so the 56-day boot camp is that community. 86% of us are women, and we're doing life on our terms and killing it.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for the background and the story and what led to that. That's super interesting. You went from Michigan, some cold weather, to Alaska, even colder weather. What was that transition like?
Well, the stopover was first Arizona. So I decided, I was a single mom for a number of years, and I went and visited a friend in Arizona, and I'm like, why do I live in Michigan? It's like gray. And and so all I can say, it was the Holy Spirit that drew me there, because like all of my family was there. Like I said, I was a single mom raising my kids. We had 9 first cousins in a quarter of a mile, my parents, my brother, aunts and uncles, everyone. And I'm like, I have this great idea. I'm going to pick up my kids and move them 2,000 miles to a completely new environment where we know nobody, and let's start over. And you can imagine, most thought I was absolutely nuts. And I actually probably was, but I didn't know that God had this amazing man on the other end of that. And so now I'm married to him. And that's how I got to Alaska, is that a month after we got married, he took a job up here in Alaska. And then my kids and I came up 6 months later and started our life here. And I love it. It's, you know, like, I think our prettiest days actually in Alaska are in the winter. We have these beautiful blue skies, and our house has like 20 skylights. And so
in the wintertime,
the moon is so bright that it just lights the house up through the skylight. So Alaska's my jam. I love that.
That's awesome. It's definitely on my bucket list, so I'll have to come by and visit. So, but yeah, I guess, so the 56-day boot camp, it sounds incredible. You know, there's obviously lots of training options out there for doctors and stuff. You know, what kind of sets this one apart? Like, why would a doctor want to join this program versus, you know, the other programs that are out there available to them?
Yeah, you know, it's because the boot camp offers life your way. And the boot camp starts for everyone with mindset. And this is why one of my mentors and bestselling author, Michael Neal, says this: when we get really clear about what we want, everything becomes easier than we ever imagined, way more fun, and so much faster than we anticipated. And I think of it like a GPS system. In order to get directions, you have to put your starting point and your end point. Like, where do you want to go? We would never just drive out and be like, oh, I'll just follow these directions. Like, I could give you directions here, like, go right, follow the curve, go up to the top, turn right, you'll go up another little hill, and then turn left. Well, only if you want to go where I'm telling you, right? So in the boot camp, I've ever since I started coaching chiropractors 23 years ago, 1999, it's never been a cookie cutter. Because chiropractic philosophy says this: optimum expression of human potential, of your individual potential. So as a coach, if I create a program that says, here, you have to fit into this mold, I have completely obliterated one of the tenets of our profession, of what this profession was founded on. And so I've instead believed that it's really important, and it's my duty, my responsibility, my obligation to help my clients get really clear about what is the lifestyle that you want to live. Because the purpose of our business is to fund our ideal lifestyle. What does that look like? How much vacation? How much money now and into your future? Like, what experiences do you want to have with your family? What do you want to be known as? What legacy do you want to live? That is all part of then where we're going. And once we have that, then I help them create the plan to get there in the specific training that they're looking for on that journey.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I like that. So instead of, you know, having a set template of training and material, yours is more of like choose your own adventure, so to speak, where depending on where you want to go, there's going to be material in there to help the doctors get there. Does that sound right?
Yeah, you nailed it. And for those of you who are, I'm 53, you'll remember these books that we had called like Choose Your Adventure series. And remember, you'd read a chapter and at the end, it would be like, do you like run into the house or do you keep walking? And if it's like run into the house, go to page 56. If you keep watching, you like walking, turn the page. And that's exactly what the boot camp is. And as well, like how we start isn't always how we journey, right? Like we may start and decide along the way, you know what, I'd like to actually add in these complimentary services. So in the boot camp, we have boot campers who are still students in school, all the way up to Dr. Lori Benz, who's been in practice 40 plus years and is kicking ass and taking names and everything in between, from functional medicine practices that that chiropractors are in charge of, all the way to any, you know, the chiropractors who see anything below C2 is an extremity. Everyone is welcome. We are 86% women. You have access, your entire team have access to everything within the boot camp. I make it easy for you though. I break it down into training sessions. So you'll like everyone starts at module 1, which is mindset, but then your next step could be module 13. Somebody else's could be module 43. Somebody else's could be this. So it's really chiropractic Netflix and it's all streaming. So as long as you have internet access, you can learn 24/7. It's clinical help, it's business help, it's money help, it's, you know, insurance. It's, literally, if I don't have it, I'll find an expert to create the content to give it to my tribe.
That's killer. What a great resource for doctors who are trying to build a successful practice. And, you know, you don't learn a lot of those like things in school. So having those type of resources is super valuable when you're trying to open the practice and build it to be successful where they want it to go.
Yes. Time management systems, money. And, you know, systems, for those of you who are listening, as you look at your practice, remember, in order for a system to be successful, it must be measurable, reproducible, innovative. We must eliminate discretion. And so as like, I was taught that early on in business. So I'm like meticulous about systems for chiropractic practice. Like when this happens, this is how we do it. When this happens, this is how we do it. This is a first visit. This is how we go through it. And here's our checks and balances. Like we trust and then we verify with systems that we use the daily success sheet so we know exactly what adds up to our business's best days and our business's worst days. So like the daily success sheet, it's one of my most favorite foundational systems in practice. And what it does is that every member of your team is responsible to get X number of points, I say 50 per day, on their daily success sheet in order to qualify for bonus. A bonus isn't just given because our business gets to a certain volume or income, because I'm in the harness and I'm going to make sure it's happening. Like that's how I roll. And so I want to reward those who are in there and we're grinding it out just like me. And so what happens is the daily success sheet then gives you and your team the specific game plan that Nick does on our team for that month. And then Mary and then John and Sarah and Myra and Chris, like everyone has their game plan. And we know what this game plan is going to give us at the end of the month. So it takes the guesswork out of success and or failure in your business. Like you'll know, and that's the Zeigarnik effect. It says it's as harmful to not know what leads to increase as it does to lead to decrease.
Yeah, I love that quote. That's a good one. You know, you obviously work with a lot of doctors in the program and working through and creating the content, the material and the trainings and coaching the doctors every week. What are some of like the biggest challenges and obstacles that you typically see with the doctors that you work with? And, you know, what are some of the resources and, you know, tips you give them to overcome some of those big obstacles?
It's our thinking. Because thinking creates our reality. And again, I'm going to bring up Michael Neal in his book called Effortless Success, which I highly recommend everyone downloads it and reads it. It's not available in print. And I love Michael. Actually, I'm looking at a picture of him right now. He and I did a webinar together for my Mindset Masterclass in November. And one of the things that he identifies in that book are the five ways that we get stuck. We get unmotivated. We get in ruts. And so I've added two onto that that I really see chiropractors struggling with. So his five are learned helplessness, resistance, forcing the flow, wrong goal, and inertia. And I go into a lot of detail. If you want to know more about those, I'd be happy to share some videos that I've done on them. Here are the two that I really see that docs get stuck, whether they're new or they've been in practice a long time. It's the figuring it out swamp. And what I mean by that is like, I'll hear like, I just got to figure out how to do this. I just got to figure out how to do this. I just got to figure it out. I got to figure it out. I got to figure it out. That's not how you've accomplished anything great in your whole life. You committed first. And when you committed and got really clear about what you were, where you were going, there's the river of consciousness that we live on keeps us flowing. And it's really easy and clear than what to say yes to and what to say no to. So it's commit first and get yourself out of the figuring it out swamp. I mean, that's how we did chiropractic college. Like we committed, I'm going to become a chiropractor. We jumped into school. How many of you like had the experience you thought what you were going to have in chiropractic college versus the one that you actually had? Not the same. And not knowing too, like even those of you who are in a relationship right now, when you committed to that relationship, you didn't know you'd still be together today. Like we have no real guarantee of that. Just like practice, you committed to opening a practice and you've been figuring out each step along the way based on where you want your practice to go and grow. It's the same thing here. If you're in that figuring it out swamp, it's time to commit. And then the other thing is, you know, it's not a secret that Cairo School doesn't do a great job teaching us to be entrepreneurs. But here's the deal. It's not just chiropractic college. If you talk to dentists, if you talk to even accountants, if you talk to orthodontists, if you talk to surgeons, none of them in their trade were taught how to be successful in business. Like, can you imagine if they added that to our curriculum too? Like how long school would last? Like their goal was that we would pass national boards. Praise God, they did a great job teaching us how to do that because we can't practice without it. So school did their job. Now it's your duty, your responsibility, and your obligation to learn how to be successful in business. And if you took a pie and it's your success pie, do you know that only 15% of your success pie has anything to do with your acumen, your trade acumen? Whether you're a good chiropractor, a good dentist, a good plumber, a good electrician, or whoever, it has to do with, do you know how to operate a successful business? And so here's what I find is that most chiropractors know what to do. They know hire somebody like Nick. They know do a screening, perhaps. They know be involved in social media. They know what to do, but they don't know how to do it. They don't know how to set up successful systems. Even something like right now, we're in the bootcamp, we're studying holistic leadership. And most chiropractors, you know, they open, they get busy, they add team members. And then they call themselves a leader. No, you're not. You're an employer. Those are not the same things. And so there are certain skills. And remember that a leader casts vision, creates culture, and holds accountable. Those are skills that we learn. And just because you don't have them doesn't mean you can't develop them. You couldn't even wipe your butt at one point. But we've all figured that out. Just like nothing that it will ever present itself to you is unfigureoutable. You may have to put in time. You may have to put in money. You may have to put in energy. And you for sure have to commit. And so in the boot camp, that's what I do is instead of just telling you what to do, I literally give you the step-by-step and the support to do it.
That's phenomenal. You know, that's a similar thing that we hear quite frequently is that when chiropractors are coming out of school, like now they've learned how to be the doctor. Now they have to learn how to be the business owner. And with all the different things related to running the business, it's overwhelming. Like all the additional things that you have to learn when you're trying to just focus on patient care. When you came out thinking like, I just want to help people, now your mindset has to change because in order to help the people, you have to get the rest of the 85% of the business figured out. And you got to have the right people in the right seats. You got to have the right systems in place and all of the things to make the practice grow successful.
Yes. Yes. Just like in choosing like who's going to help you with your marketing. Sure, you can figure it out or really vet somebody like Nick and his company. and be like, look, this is what I want to accomplish. Can you help me do that? Because let me, and I'm sure Nick would agree with me on this. Social media isn't posting. That's not social media. Social media is creating a relationship so people know, like, and trust you through their lens. Like, remember, neurologically, the brain wants to know me here now. And so your social media message, your website message has to all, like, settle that in someone's mind that it's about them right here and right now. Because remember that, number one, the RAS, the reticular activating system, it searches to make true our beliefs, right? So if I don't believe I can be successful, I'm going to see endless evidence of that. If I don't believe that Nick can help me, I'm going to see evidences of that. But if I lean in and have a relationship with them and I see his work and I'm involved in the process, like, don't just turn over your busted up, broken down marketing stuff and be like, here, fix it. Like, you're an active member. You're an active participant. If you want amazing results, is be active in it and ask him for help and then set it in your RAS of, this is going to work great because it's a direct reflection of me. It's a direct reflection of the people that I want to serve and care for and be involved in their life. And then remember this, that there are two senses that bypass the amygdala and go right into action, just touch and sound. I mean, touch and smell. Everything else has to pass the amygdala. And if your amygdala, if you're stressed out, that information is going to go right to your hindbrain and out. If the amygdala is in a resting state, and relax, now you can access your prefrontal cortex, which is your executive function, which is your memories. And you're able to do so much more with it. So being able to trust somebody like Nick is going to make a huge difference in your practice. And you don't have to know everything about marketing, but you sure better make sure you know somebody who does and is there for you, and then always trust and verify.
Yeah, that's excellent advice. You know, if a doctor was listening and, you know, they wanted to learn more about, you know, some of the systems and the things that you do and how you can help them, what do you have any resources available, you know, anything that doctors could use to help, you know, continue to build and grow their practice?
Yeah. And, you know, the first one is based on referrals. Every business owner I've ever met, their favorite source of new business, referrals. And yet, how many of us really have referral systems in place? I teach 10 daily referral systems to stimulate referrals. And so I give that information to you for free. It's 56daykairobootcamp.com/referrals, plural. 56daykairobootcamp.com/referrals. I'm going to take you by the hand. I'm even going to teach you how to ask for referrals, because here, going like this, like, hey, Nick, like, I know you've done really well and you're getting great results in the office. So here, take my card and give it to somebody. That's terrible. Don't do that. So instead, I'm going to give you 8 like little scripts to build the relationship and to do this. You got to make it about the person you're talking to before you make it about, you know, like, instead of trying to get in their pants, like, make a relationship with them first. And so this referral system is also going to build your retention. Dr. Katie Miles is a boot camper, and she used one of them, which was the MD referral letter. And I walk you through how to do it. And she decided, I'm just going to commit to this one, not 700 things. I'm just going to commit to this one. Opened a brand new practice in March of 2019. By October of that year, had 65 referrals, legitimate referrals from this one system. And guess how much money she spent? Hardly any.
That's awesome. So that's resources. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said Anne had unbelievable PVA.
That's incredible. Just from one out of the several, you said how many? 10 of them? 10 of them. And that resource is available for free, you said?
Yep.
Awesome. So I'll make sure I get that link from you. We'll put it into the show notes. So any doctors that are listening that want to check out this referral system, the 10 referral systems, you'll be able to, you know, get access to that right away. Dr. Barbara, this has been phenomenal, really great information for doctors. I really appreciate you coming on and, you know, sharing your story and your background and some of the tips and tricks. This has been awesome.
Thank you, Nick. And thanks to all of you. I also have a free once a month coach's corner. It's the third Monday of every month at 12 Eastern and at 1 Pacific. So 12 Eastern and 4 Eastern. And it's just a time to come on and ask me questions. If you download my Endless Food for Roles cheat sheet and you have questions, join me. You can email me and ask me about it. Download the cheat sheet and you'll get an invitation as well to join me for those free coaches corner on the third Monday of every month.
Ooh, that's great. Love that. I'll definitely add that to the notes as well. Well, again, thank you so much, Dr. Barbara. If anybody has questions for her, obviously we'll get you the contact details in the notes. Download the referral resource. This has been super great. Thank you so much, Dr. Barbara. I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, Nick, and keep doing a great job.
Yeah, appreciate it. All right, take care.
Thanks.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cairo Basics Podcast. If you liked the episode, don't forget to follow us on Facebook and YouTube. You can learn more about chiropractic success online at chirobasics.com. That's chirobasix.com. See you next time.